You are listening to Southside Radio 102.9 FM.
My name is Frank Orito. I live here above my store in the third floor, and I sell books, lots of them, and buy books, lots of them, and shelve books, lots of them. That's about it. That's what I do. This is my partner over here, Louise.
Well, we decided to open a used bookstore because it's been a dream of mine since I was young. Southside looked to me exactly what the university street where I went to school looked like, which was in Tucson, Arizona. And as soon as I saw the Southside, I felt like I'd come home. As far as the community, it's my favorite community in Pittsburgh. It's the most diverse. The people are nice. I love it here. My only complaint, and I do have one, is that they need to clean up the streets, but I'm sure everybody knows that. And I couldn't have a better business partner. It's a place for us to bring, I bring my dog to work. My business partner brings himself to work, and we love it here. I mean, we've been open for 3 years, and again, compared to the other communities, and I call them communities because I think Shadyside's a community, as is Squirrel Hill. Compared to those communities, I really believe that Southside is the friendliest, the most diverse, and the most interesting. People are kind. People of all ages are kind. I have yet to have one negative encounter on the South Side with a young person or an old person. We've had some bordering on negative.
We've had some interesting encounters.
Interestingly enough, well, and we have had interesting encounters. It's a community that attracts more what would be defined as individuals, and so the encounters do become more interesting. And we're open to that. Your heart has to be open to that sort of thing in order to succeed in this type of community. And truly, that's the way that the whole world should operate, is that we should be open to all types of people. And these are good, wonderful, kind people. These are just that come into our store, truly. So
there's the insane too. They come in our store, but they're good insane people. We've had a man who was saved from being raped in prison by Charles Manson, and he was very happy this would happen, not because he minded the rape so much, but that women wouldn't like him after he was raped by men, that they just wouldn't dig him anymore. So he came in looking for books about Charles and his what he called his boy Chuck. My
buddy
Chuck.
Have you seen any changes in the last 3 years on the South Side?
Well, I think some costs have gone up, and you know, I think everyone rotates. There's always people coming and going, as far as especially the younger people, the artists and the college students. You know, it's a very, very rotatey sort of place. And I moved here within the last few years, and so I actually got to know the people a lot better. Especially the people who are not on the street 24 hours a day, you know, trying to have fun, the people who actually live in the area and you know, go to Schwartz's and get sausage and kind of talk on the corner for a few minutes. But let's see, what other changes have there been? There, you know, businesses moving in and out. The Eye of Horus, which used to be here and used to get a lot of attention because they did the whole Crowley left-hand path sort of magic stuff, is no longer here, and so we don't get those interesting people, which I think is kind of sad. I think there should be some very controversial places to keep it a little edgy, and I think that's slowly but surely going out as places' rent goes up and the opportunity to make a lot of money on property increases. But we'll see. Hopefully it won't get so gentrified that it ends up being like Walnut, or I guess is it Shadyside, where it's kind of an outdoor mall. I don't want a Gap. I don't necessarily, you know, I don't mind Starbucks, but I don't drink coffee there because I like the independent places a wee bit more.
Can you talk about that one?
Well, I mean, that's the reason we're here, is because we were looking for the opportunity to express our individuality. So we chose this area. If we were looking for something else, we would have been happy somewhere else. But this is more who we are, and it works for us. And it may not work for everybody, but again, it just takes it to me goes right back to an attitude in the community. And the attitude that I've seen here has been a consistent one. People are friendly. It's safe. It just has a warm atmosphere, and that I have not seen change. I mean, some of the change, and you know, with all of that, there's the positive and the negative, because some of the change has come in. City Theater behind us runs some really wonderful plays. I mean, it's a great theater, and people come from obviously other communities, and they'll stop by for a visit. I don't see them as our customers. They stop by for visits. They are visitors, and I think there are things the South Side could do to make them more welcome, which would be more in terms of having more diverse restaurants, making the atmosphere cleaner and more welcoming. I personally don't have a problem with the young people in the area. I think, in fact, we need to do more for the young people and have more available for them to do in the evenings. And if they're on the street, that's where young people go. I mean, they need to be out, and people have to understand that. They're not. They have yet to be offensive to me. I mean, there may be some cursing on the street, but you know, I think we need to remember that we did that too when we were young, and we still do. It's just truly, I don't know, it's really difficult to explain. If you don't embrace it, I think that you might find that it's a little edgy. But if you embrace it, it truly isn't that edgy. It's you know, I don't see the drugs. There aren't any negative altercations going on very often. You know, of course there are, but there are in all communities where there's some, you know, some drinking and partying going on. And I don't have a problem with that either. I mean, we have a very busy weekend after 10. Frank, who is 30, and I, who am over 50, you know, have different views on that in terms of participation. I think we're both very open as far as this is what if this is what people enjoy doing, and they're not driving and they're keeping it safe, let them have a good time. So,
what do you like to do, Frank, when you're not in a bookstore?
When I'm not, you know, strangely enough, I go to other bookstores. I'm not in my bookstore. This is my life, so I like looking for books. I like walking around the South Side in general. I mean, I get a little bored with the main street. That's where, you know, when I was talking about other newer places coming in, that's where you see that. I like going, walking around up the slopes where there's these strange streets that turn into steps, that turn into streets that go through people's backyards, that people build bridges over. It's very, very odd. And walking over to the oxygen plant where they sell liquid oxygen, and you can stay there on hot days and let the wind blow frost in your face. It's kind of a Narnia sort of place. Very, very odd things all over if you look for them. But it's, none of that's on the main street. But I hang out here. I go to Schwartz's. I go to the Beehive. I go, you know, down to the Lava Lounge and see Fat Mandy's Monday night cabaret shows, and just enjoy the diverse artistic things going on. So that's what I do. Other than, if I'm not doing one of those things, I'm at a bookstore looking for other books, because that's me.
What do you think is the future for the Southside? Do you think it's going to stay small, or do you think like Starbucks is the coming of something new, or do you have anything to talk about?
I think Starbucks is probably the coming of something, not necessarily new, but expansion is to be expected. And I, again, if everybody keeps their minds and hearts open, expansion's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing, and everybody can enjoy the area without making it a kind of a cookie cutter of another area, and retain some of its uniqueness. And I think I truly believe that's what's going to happen. I really do. I think that you see it in other parts of the world, and that it's going to be the same here. I mean, it's a really beautiful part of Pittsburgh, and it can be even more beautiful. And that doesn't have to do with even the cleanliness of the streets. I think it has more to do with the people themselves, and I don't see that as changing. I'm a very optimistic person, though, and I don't see that as changing. I think people are going to be kind to each other, and that's what's going to bring people into the community. And that's true of any community, if that's the underlying feeling amongst the people who live and work here. And I see that as the underlying feeling here, is a sense of community and openness to others. So.
By 1872, the South Side, then known as Birmingham, was a sizable industrial center due to its proximity to river transportation and abundant coal supplies. Metal foundries and glass factories supported its growth throughout the 19th century. By 1836, Birmingham had become the nucleus of America's glass industry, with 9 major local factories in operation. By 1872, there were 31 glasshouses operating in the area.